Welcome to the Speaking English F1 Podcast Special Edition. Today we'll be discussing the Chinese Grand Prix and the spectacular 1-2 by Red Bull racers Sebastian Vettel and Mark Webber. Braun has finally been knocked off the top of the podium, so there's plenty to discuss today, as well as some interesting changes over at McLaren. With me, as always, is Carl Strand. Carl, as our resident F1 expert, what really stuck out to you in this race? Obviously, there were a lot of interesting things going on, started under a safety car, etc. But what really made the Chinese Grand Prix a special occasion?
It was the rain. As far as I'm concerned, everything was obscured by the rain. For whatever reason, the Red Bull was fast. I mean, I guess it was light in qualifying, so I don't know, the Braun might have been just as quick if it had stayed dry, but it didn't, and for whatever reason, things worked out really well for Red Bull. I think that the two things that stuck out to me were the McLarens up there, right, in 5th and 6th, just because, well, Ferrari's not in the points at all, and I don't know. They're supposed to be struggling, but every single race they've looked. Or Lewis at least has looked fairly strong, and maybe some shit's been taken away from him. But I mean, he claws his way back up. You know, we kind of did that all race. He'd spin and then he'd pass Kimi Räikkönen again, and then he'd spin and then he'd pass him again. He passed people several times. I don't know. I mean, usually he's better than that in the wet, but I think he was just overdriving a little bit. But the thing that I have to say is I always hate on Felipe Massa, and Massa, until his car blew up, he drove well. He was in the rain, and he usually sucks in the rain, but he drove well, and I don't know, I was impressed.
Yeah, this was one of the better performances I've seen from him in wet driving conditions for sure. That said, we're three races into the season now, and Ferrari still does not have a single point, which is just shocking to me. It seems like this is going to be the start of at least a very lean year for Ferrari, but maybe a lean couple of years for Ferrari, because you certainly don't get the impression at this point that Massa or Räikkönen is really capable of doing much to challenge unless things change pretty dramatically within the next race or two.
I completely agree with that. I feel like, no, I'm not too terribly surprised. I mean, there's nothing inherently special about Ferrari. They've gone through long periods where they've been shit. I don't know, people will kind of compare this, I guess, to like the early 90s when nothing ever went well. They say that the Englishman left and Ross Braun left and now it's all run by Italians. And now they're making stupid Italian mistakes, like when Felipe Massa's fuel hose was dragged down the pit lane. Just stupid. And Kimi's wet weather tires. You know, Braun wouldn't have done stupid crap like that. I don't know. They're just kind of like falling over each other now, and their car's nothing special anymore. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just nothing special. But their drivers are mediocre. I feel like Moss is no better than Timo Glock or Heikki Kovalainen or Nick Heidfeld or Fisichella. Any of these kind of mediocre guys, if you throw them in the very best car, are going to drive quickly. And Kimi won the championship, so he didn't give a shit anymore.
Right, exactly. He doesn't really have to have that extra drive.
If Vettel had been in that Ferrari last year, he would have won the championship.
I mean, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if a good or great driver had been in last year's Ferrari, they would have won the world championship.
That's interesting. I mean, Vettel definitely, obviously, has proven his credentials at this level and came into this year with a lot of expectation. But after the first two races, which just did not go his way at all, it seemed like he might still have a tough time of things. But qualified
well though in Australia, he just got in a crash at the end. He should have his tires went, which is a strategy thing. I mean, he should have had third.
Oh yeah, very
in Australia.
Definitely.
So I mean, there's third in Australia. I don't remember what happened in Malaysia, but you know. A race that's short, that ends short and is all rainy, then you know nothing's proven. But Vettel, the way he drives in the rain and his win at Monza last year, I don't know. I mean, just see good things from him. I think that he's in a class with Lewis, I think Jensen might be up there, but I'm not quite sure. Fernando's in that class, and maybe Kubica. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's it. That's the elite in Formula One.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely seems to be the case at this point. I feel like Rubens right now is really coasting on having a very, very good car. Same with Trulli and Timo Glock. I mean, Timo Glock, I think it's pretty impressive, especially after last season, that he's been able to at least score points in each of the races so far. But you don't get the sense that he's really cut out to race at the very top of F1 levels. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in Toyota to really make a push over the course of the season. I'm starting to feel like it's going to be down to Braun or Red Bull unless McLaren can really turn things around sometime quickly. And that interest, I actually want to talk just a little bit about the biggest news coming out of McLaren this week, which is that Ron Dennis was not necessarily forced, I guess, but sort of by the circumstances and by what happened at the Australian Grand Prix, kind of forced his hand in stepping down as the head of McLaren. What kind of impact do you think that this is going to have over the course of the season?
You know, honestly, I think that it's going to have a negligible to potentially good impact. I think that it might have a good impact in the same way that, I don't know, if everything goes well at the theater, you don't notice it. So that they'll just have less problems. They'll have less investigations. They'll just, I just feel like somebody at the FIA doesn't like Dennis. I mean, obviously, it's got to be Max or Bernie or both, but I just don't think they all get along. And I just feel like to have one of them leave, it's going to do everybody good.
Yeah, that that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it certainly seems like McLaren has caught a heck of a lot of flack recently. So if they can get somebody as high profile as Dennis out of the limelight and not really have that level of contentiousness between him and the people who are making the decisions overall, then yeah, maybe it is a good thing. Obviously, this was the best race that McLaren's had so far this season. Lewis, had he not spun several times, could have probably wound up in, I don't know, fourth or fifth anyways. Certainly would have wound up in fifth. He wound up having to let Kovalainen pass him. But Kovalainen, who hadn't finished even a lap all season prior to this race, came in fifth. So you got to say that all things considered, this is a huge improvement for McLaren. And they seem to think, based off of the things that I've been reading, press releases coming from them, that within a couple of races' time, they're going to be competing with Braun and with Red Bull. Do you think that's going to be the case based on what you've seen and what you know about the car?
I really actually kind of do. You know, Lewis has been bad in qualifying but decent in the races so far. I mean, and then to see Heike up there kind of says something. I mean, we all know that Lewis can drive in the wet, but I mean, if he wouldn't have been able to repass all those people if his car had been just complete crap. I guess he's got the curves still, and maybe theirs looks pretty good. I think Lewis is one of the better drivers, but I guess I still feel like the best he could have done is fifth. I still feel like the Bronze and the Red Bulls were faster than everybody else, and fifth and sixth is the best. It's the best McLaren could have really hoped for.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly reasonable. I don't know. I feel like Hamilton had a very, very poor drive by his standards. I mean, as you said, we expect a level of consistency from him, especially in the rain when he always seems to kind of step his game up. We expect a level of consistency of him that we haven't really seen in the last two races, but especially in this race. I'm so used to seeing Hamilton just be kind of a robot out on the track where all of his movements are very precise. He knows exactly what he's going to do at every given time, and he just doesn't fuck up very much. And this week he fucked up big time and still managed to pull out some points. So you got to say it's a big win for him.
Yeah, I think that he just – this time around, he knew that since it was raining, this was his chance to try and make up some ground, so he overdrove it a little bit and had some spins.
Yeah, You know, he's got to take risks for sure. I mean, at this point, they can't allow themselves – he can't allow himself certainly to fall too far behind. And obviously, he's got a level of expectation after last season to try and maintain. So you got to imagine that he's going to be driving pretty aggressively, especially over the next couple of weeks until the car is really fully up to speed. Mm-hmm. So this was just sort of a function of that combined with very, very, very lousy track conditions.
I was impressed with just change the subject a little bit. Braun's response to the race. I remember just how genuinely happy Jensen was for a Red Bull and Mark and Sebastian. That they just sort of like accepted the fact. I think this is exactly the way it is that Red Bull just had it all dialed in, but Braun's 3-4 was as good as they were going to get, and I just be happy with it because I feel like this weekend, it's going to go back to being the bronze in the front by a long shot.
Just because of the quality of the cars and of Button as a driver, or is there something special about Bahrain that you feel like is going to contribute to that?
Well, I mean, it's going to be dry, and I do feel like the bronze are the best car. And the best car is the car that's best in the dry. And, I mean, I do think that, you know, Vettel and Hamilton and Alonso at least are all better than Jensen. They're quicker than Jensen, but Jensen's quick enough to have the best car and he's reliable enough
to go. I think reliability is the key with Jensen. I think that if he was an especially quick driver that he would have had some better results over the years than he'd had prior to now. But he does seem like he's a super consistent driver, which is really essential when you've got that much of a technological advantage.
Well, he actually, I think he had the results before Honda just took a complete nosedive and put out cars that were seconds slower than the competition. So anything that he did there was just sort of, it was kind of worthless. I kind of feel like he's been lying dormant to a large degree. But I think that one of the things I'm interested in, well, one of them's stupid, but Ferrari has always been good at Bahrain. Always.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the places, one of the few tracks where they're actually allowed to show their Marlboro ad.
Oh, and why is that? Is there not cigarette sponsorship allowed? In
most of the places. If you notice, the rear wing ad on the Ferrari is obscured for, like, the vast majority of the races. And in a couple, like, 4 or 5 only. I think that's how it goes. I might be completely wrong, but I think that's how it goes. Like, 4 or 5 races, the tobacco company, or Marlboro, is willing to pay so much that it's, like, worth it for them to obscure the logo for the rest of the year.
That's just...
And the car's painted the Marlboro orange, not Ferrari red.
Right, exactly.
So...
Huh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, so it's obscured.
I'm actually a little bit shocked that Bahrain would be one of the circuits where they allow the display of that.
Bahrain is like pure, you know, capitalism.
It's all about money. Exactly.
Yeah. It's not normal. You know, it's not Saudi Arabia or something.
Interesting. A little bit of drama at the end of the race. Obviously, Red Bull pulled the 1-2. They're an Austrian team, and they played God Save the Queen once the drivers got up on the podium, which was a little bit off-putting. They were supposed to play the Austrian national anthem, so I'm sure Red Bull is a little bit pissed about that. Maybe give them some inspiration down the road.
I didn't know that.
I knew that because of Wikipedia. Thank you, Wikipedia.
I thought that I figured that Red Bull, the team, is probably headquartered in England.
Huh. That would make sense, I suppose, though I have absolutely no idea if that's the case or not.
Formula One is, like, to a huge degree focused in England.
That's true. They are based in Milton Keynes in the UK, so...
See? So, you know, what are you going to... Oh, but holds an Austrian license. Okay. So it's shady, you know.
It's a little bit sketchy right there.
You know, you try and translate this to Chinese. I think that it's fair that they played the less appropriate but still appropriate anthem.
All right, so we'll let that one slide.
It's not like they played the Congolese anthem, you know. Something totally unrelated.
Though that would have been impressive.
I would have bet. I would have paid, you know, I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't pay money to see that, but, I would if it was free and easy.
Well, it would have been a nice little cherry on top, let's say.
Yeah, I suppose, okay, that's a good way to put it.
So, any final thoughts on China?
Not really. I mean, Bahrain will tell us probably much more than we, I mean, to have so much rain so early kind of throws everything off. We don't know who's fast. So, I mean, we're going to find out in Bahrain. So that'll be interesting.
And now that they've ruled, obviously, that the diffusers are going to be allowed on all the cars, we're going to start seeing more and more of those, I'd assume, crop up on the cars that have fallen behind, particularly, I would think, on McLaren and Ferrari. Do you think that those are going to have a sizable impact on what happens in the future, or do you think that in other ways the Bronze and the Red Bulls are just so technically superior that the diffuser isn't going to make much of a difference?
Well, for Red Bull, it's a real question of, and this is going to be the most interesting thing about Bahrain is going to be to see how quick Red Bull is compared with Braun. And if they're nearly as quick as Braun, and they can successfully, without compromising the car's performance in other ways, integrate the diffuser into their car, which is supposed to be the hardest car to integrate the diffuser into because of how well otherwise it's designed, who knows what kind of difference that'll make? Who knows what kind of difference these diffusers actually make? I still feel like Braun is, for this year, the team to beat until I see real, dry proof otherwise. Just because I just feel like all the other teams are going to be able to do is get somewhat closer, maybe nick a win here and there, but I think that Braun's always going to be in the top, always going to be in the points, and I feel like who wins races is good. I think that we might have a variety of first-time winners or, you know, rare winners this season, and I think that it's going to come down to Braun just always being there.
Fair enough. That's hard to argue with. I think it's still interesting that we're effectively three races into the season now, and aside from obviously Braun's early dominance, we still don't really have a clear picture of how the field is shaping up behind them.
No, we don't.
And unfortunately, I think it's still going to take another couple of weeks before all of that comes into focus. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what happens in Bahrain and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this whole season, I mean, who knows what's going to... I'm just thrilled, you know, this has been the most exciting opening to a season I've seen in ages. I mean, the passing has been great. I mean, there's been so much rain, I actually kind of want there to not be rain, because in Australia, there was passing in the dry. I really feel like the new regulations are making things more exciting. I feel like all these changes, everything's exciting. I don't know, I mean, this is actually kind of a great time for Formula One.
Well, it definitely is. I mean, as somebody who had never really followed Formula One before a couple of years ago, just the fact that there are more than two teams at the top of the tables who are legitimately competitive is really a pretty fantastic thing.
And there's no – I don't think there's any reason to believe that Ferrari and McLaren will just go right back up to the top. It's not like they have better people. I mean, Ferrari got – Braun, it was Ferrari's best person, and he's gone. So Ferrari I don't think Ferrari have the best people. I don't think McLaren necessarily, I mean, they have great people, but I don't think necessarily better people than the other teams. Everything's been shaken up, and I don't see why certain teams who, well, those two teams will rise back up to the top. It's not like they outspend the others.
No, that's very true. I think that I give McLaren a little bit of extra credit just because I feel like Hamilton is one of the few drivers, as we were discussing earlier, that's kind of head and shoulders above the rest of the field, along with these guys like Kubica, Vettel, etc. So I feel like that will make a substantial difference in the long run if they can get their car up to speed. But you're right. I mean, they don't have any distinct advantage aside from the name that's attached to the car, so.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Lewis is a better driver than Ferrari has. McLaren is a more well-run team, I think, right now than Ferrari. I mean, McLaren's dealing with all these crises, and yet they still go out and outperform Ferrari every single race this season. I mean, they got stripped of points and all that bullshit, but if you just take what they did on the track, they outperformed Ferrari every race this season so far with all their troubles.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it seems like given what they've dealt with over the past couple of seasons with the Spygate situation and all of this, I think McLaren has almost just gotten used to dealing with a lot of difficulties, and they seem like their coping mechanisms, let's say, are very well worked out and exercised at this point. So they seem like they can pretty much deal with anything that comes their way and still go out and have a good day on the track, regardless of what they're dealing with off the track.
Yeah.
Well, any closing thoughts on Bahrain before we get out of here?
Nope. I'm good. Tapped out.
Fantastic. Well, we will be back after this weekend's exciting race rather in Bahrain. Look forward to having all of you back with us again. Have a lovely evening.